Medical Center, Irene Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red light.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage. Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
That's all.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Thursday, the 16th of November. The prep tip today is to get your ham radio license. It may be something you've never thought about. Maybe you don't think it's necessary. I think it's necessary. I got mine in the fall of 1994. I'm very glad that I did it. Get your ham radio license. It could be a matter of life and death. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. That's a compliment. He has probably 24 websites. We give out a few just to get you started with his work. And by the way, most of his books, he has more than 24 books for sale. Majority of them are sale at Amazon.com. But to listen carefully to these websites, warandwethepeople.net. Next, listen to, while I'm working, great background music, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next, a place I do some shopping myself once in a while, healthyworldstore.com. Then we have revolutiontelevision.net, and last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Always great to join you.
Always good to have you, sir. Well, I sent you and several others of my guests information that apparently in some of, not all, but some of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots, there's a computer chips, little tiny computer chips. How about that, Doctor?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know if that was a fake graphic, you know, with all the Photoshop capabilities that are out there right now. So, you know, that I wasn't impressed with that photograph per se. I'd like to be able to see a little bit more of the science, the write-up. I wasn't impressed with that science, John.
Well, When I see an article like that, what I hope comes from it is that people that either have their own laboratory with the proper equipment or have access to one will do their own independent research of different vials. And of course, if it's not in every vial, you're going to have to search through different batches to hopefully find a vial that has this in it. It's not conclusive proof by any stretch of the imagination, but it's another brick in the wall of things to be looking for, don't you think, Doctor?
Yeah, I do like that, John. I totally agree. It's good to put out information, intelligence. The challenge is that we're living in human bodies with the human brains, with the egos that make decisions. And then counterintelligence uses that susceptibility to manipulate. And so they actually have teams of people that are engaged in outputting this kind of, let's say, counterintelligence. And what that causes in we the people is confusion. And then they get to say, oh, these are foolish conspiracies and theories that are you know, silly and they're just made up. Well, you know, they're really not. They're like you say, there's value in posting this information and encouraging people to do more research. And it's another brick in the wall, as you say, because there's been a number of different studies that have been published that indicate, yes, we know that they're adding these nanobioelectronics to the vaccinations. And we don't even need to have that kind of confirmation from the independent researchers, because It's massive. You can go online. You can do a Medlar search, a PubMed search. You can do a Google search, and you can find dozens and dozens of articles that talk about the technology that's called the graphene monolayer. And then two layers, one on top of the other, starts to produce energy in the water at the nano level. And then ultimately that can fuel, literally fuel and energize a whole bioelectronic system that's been injected via the vaccinations. And they have the science that shows, yes, this is where the vaccine industry had already gone probably about 6 or 7 years ago, courtesy of the work at MIT and at Harvard in the Robert Langer and Charles Lieber labs. Now, isn't it interesting? We haven't heard what happened after Charles Lieber was arrested and convicted for Chinese espionage, sending biological samples with his students over to, I guess, Wuhan, but certainly China. And that then he developed, supposedly, after he's indicted, cancer. And that's the end of it. That's all we hear about from Boston and Cambridge and Harvard. And meanwhile, again, I encourage everybody that's really, really interested in Fauci and his inner circle and what really went down and how these vaccinations and the bioelectronics, the graphene energizer that they inject, how that fits into transhumanization. And that's really where the big money, the big efforts to advance globalization, because they're not just simply taking over the global economy. They're taking over the human soul, spirit, energy, our bodies, using the brain cloud connection. So that's really where this technology goes. And the main mover and shaker at Moderna, which gave us, along with DARPA, the military, and Pfizer and Moderna were virtually partners in what Fauci was doing with his inner circle at Harvard, but also at MIT. That man who gave most of the money, who actually acquired most of the money for the startup company called Moderna for the mRNA vaccinations, is Robert Langer and the Langer Labs at MIT. And then when you start to research and you go into Epstein, and what was Epstein and Bill Gates meeting at Harvard and MIT? What were they doing there? Then you see that they were investing in the most advanced human control and manipulation system ever devised. And that's the Neuralink that Elon Musk has invested in, talked about. You might remember a few weeks ago, there was a study that failed, that he basically killed a chimpanzee, I understand, or some a monkey, in order to test out his Neuralink, his brain cloud connection. And so this is where that nanotechnology is going. So what I look for is two things. I look for whether it's reasonable, which your segment that you sent me is certainly reasonable. But then I look for the science. Where's the real science backing it up? I want to really see that in order for me to judge, to discern whether I'm being faked, fooled, or whether I have legitimate information.
Absolutely. Well, doctor, when I was a young student at military intelligence school, all the students in my class were given an 8x10 glossy photograph of something. We weren't told what it was. We were supposed to figure out what it was underneath camouflage netting, and something about 20 feet tall or so. And all the guys, or my fellow students, were coming up with things like, oh, these are artillery pieces. Oh, these are missiles. And we all wrote down our thoughts about what was underneath the camouflage netting. It turned out at the answer was, these are fishermen's nets hung up to dry. So the whole exercise was to get us to think not in such narrow terms, but to think more widely and to not limit ourselves as to what any given stimulus may be, to keep our minds open to all possibilities, doctor.
You know, John, that's an excellent exercise that everybody actually should be doing, especially children, because really what we're witnessing and facing is cognitive warfare. And DiGiordano, expert, I think you had a caller last week who talked about Michael Giordano's work that deals heavily with the understanding of this nanobioelectronics and the use of it in a country to destabilize the country via cognitive warfare. So the mind, you see, the human mind, beyond it being fascinating and extremely complex, besides that, it's highly impressionable. And when you form a core belief, regardless of whether it's right or wrong, it's going to potentially stay with you forever, for the rest of your life. It's going to influence your behavior. And that's what the basic standard behavioral science is that underlies all of the media. All of the media. I don't care whether it's independent media, because I haven't been impressed so far by independent, and certainly not corporate controlled. I watch Newsmax, I watch Fox, I watch CNN, I watch lying NBC. It's outrageous. Yes, it makes me nauseous to watch, but I watch it because I want to know what the enemy's up to. I want to use my education from Harvard in behavioral science and look at the persuasive messages. Look at the way that the segments and the narratives have been framed in order to commit cognitive warfare on the sheeple. Everybody is hypnotized, literally. I'm using the classic term hypnosis out of medicine, which essentially is a state of relaxation coupled with a clear channel of communication. So now look, you think about people sitting down and, you know, watching football, a neutral activity. I enjoy watching Sunday football whenever I get a chance, but you're hypnotized. You're there. It's a mindless thing. You might have your beer. You might be drinking. You might be just checking out what's going on the field. But the fact of the matter is that's a hypnotronic technology. Hypnotronic. That's what a television is. And that was discovered and has been utilized in this whole issue of cognitive warfare. This is the reason why no one on any of the news media is discussing the deep state's efforts for globalization and the Neuralink brain cloud connection for transhumanization of civilization. That means civilization's extinction.
As we know it.
That's where
it'll still be civilization, but not as we know it.
Right. It'll be a combination of cyborg colony. You can see by the technology, the commercialization of artificial intelligence and the robotics, the combination of the two. Put the two together, you've got a virtual cyborg developed, and now you start injecting that into human beings. Last week, we talked a little bit about one of your callers kindly called in and asked and sent me an email, too, asking me about the graphene, the nanobioelectronics that are potentially injected via the Novocaine, the Xylocaine, the Carbocaine, the anesthetics, the local anesthetics used in dentistry. And, you know, it challenged me. You know, certainly I have great interest in that field, being a retired dentist and also a researcher in this field. So I looked it up. And yes, indeed, massive amounts of science have already proven and established that it is very useful for extending the pain blocking when you inject it. When you inject a local anesthetic that contains graphene, incredibly, it extends the pain relief and numbing of the area. So is it already available? Are we already receiving this? And so I have to conclude, probably not, but it's a real and present danger. But probably not, because if you start to look at the most advanced science, it's only been recently published that they've been doing this. And that's why I said what I said, is I'm, you know, still going to my dentist, and I'm not going to worry about that at this point, because I don't think that they've gotten any approvals yet. I haven't seen any approvals. Maybe if somebody sees that the FDA has actually approved anything that they're talking about on the science reports, then I would change my mind.
But do matters of dentistry get papers published in PubMed? Do you know?
I'm sorry, John, what was that?
Do dental matters, scientific matters, get published in PubMed?
A lot of them. You know, here's the latest. Here's the latest. I'm going to share with you two things that I haven't shared yet. One is that I'm working on. It's a fascinating project. You know that I did a segment with Sean the other day on SGT Report, and it was titled "A Mind Virus and World War III." Very popular. Within 10 days, you had about 160,000 people view it. And so I'm working on right now looking at what the respondents, and I'm really, it's a study of counterintelligence of what we've just been talking about. The title of the paper I'm going to be writing for science journals is called Case Study in Media Bias, Censorship, and Counterintelligence for Engineering Social Discord. So that's a project on my desk right now that comes out of a segment that I did with Sean, and you were on with me on Sean's program, so you know the good work that he's doing.
Right.
And then the other other issue that I'm looking at in this regard, the powerful influence of the media and persuasion that's taking place, that's the crux of the problem. In essence, when you look at the hateful messaging from the Muslim community, the Hamas, the terrorist organizations, and you look at the insanity of anti-Semitism, I mean, it's so ridiculous and it's so rude. And this whole concept, that's what the segment was on. And the purpose of the segment that we did was to show the erroneous thinking that is behind this hate. Behind the hate messaging is insanity. You literally have psychopathology. Now, where is that psychopathology coming from? When we watch television and we see the degeneration of civility and increase in crime exploding in urban America today, what are we witnessing? We're witnessing psychopathology, criminal psychopathology, because it's damaging. It's intentionally damaging. And where does it come from? Only two sources. It comes from the media, mind control, persuasion, social engineering, or it comes from drugs, side effects, the psychotropic drug impacts. This is what we're witnessing. So how come on any of the news media, we don't have focused attention, or in legislative sessions, we don't have focused attention on the base of the problem? For now 4 years, John, you and I have been talking about the importance of diagnosis. We've got to see through to the root of the disorder in order to fix it, to remedy it. And so that is what the sham of what's unfolding, which is anti-God, it's demonic, and it's psychopathic. And so, you know, I'm looking at it from this larger view as a behavioral scientist engaged in publishing in peer review science. And yes, I found on the internet, in preparation for doing this work, I found massive amounts of very good peer review science that have been published that tells us exactly what I just said is true. And if we're not going to take out the media, if we're not going to, and people really hate it, there are some people that decreed what I said was on the segment. I offered one remedy, which was, if we're going to have increasing amounts of censorship that's administered by Big Brother, Big Pharma, Big Biotech, Big Media, if we're going to have that, we're going to permit that, we're going to allow that to continue, then you know what? Then what we need is an independent commission of really solid, heartfelt, loving, intelligent, reasonable, competent professionals in the various fields by which indoctrination and disinformation is administered. We need experts in all those fields that are not governmental, that are not deep state, that are independent, coming together as a global commission and saying no to hate speech. No, no. It's not a proper thing. And it's not a proper thing because it's behaviorally influential.
We had a break. My neighbor Linda is on the phone. Well, we'll be back with Linda to give us an update on the Log Lodge and Yoakum Road right after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 16th of November. We will not have live broadcasting next Thursday or Friday, just to give people a heads up. My friend Linda, she lost a connection, but Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about an 8 or 10 minute drive from my place, right here in the Ozark Mountains, a beautiful place. It's been for several years a high-end bed and breakfast previously featured in Better Homes and Gardens. They have guests from Europe and Asia that expect perfection, not a speck of dust anywhere, and that's what they get. And you can have it also. You can buy it and move right in. You can buy it and keep it as a bed and breakfast business with current management and cleaning staff and maintenance already in place. Your choice. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Check out the details under real estate. The Black Friday sale on Liberated Rocketers is in effect right now. You want to save 20% on Liberated Rocket Heaters and pellet hoppers to go with them. You can do that at my website at thelibertyman.com. Speaking with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. You just get started. Go to warrenwethepeople.net. Doctor, we got our first caller here. Ready for our first caller?
Sure, John.
We have Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Leonard. Leonard, and I know that you were working on a video or audio about do viruses exist and do they cause disease and things like that. I don't know if the lady has had time to finish this with you yet. But in the meantime, of course, on October 4th, I presented with James Fetzer, and it's all up on BitChute, regarding, you know, viruses, the existence of virus, merely the existence of them, because that's one of the first things that is attacked by people, which we can call virus deniers, and it's a form of VD. It spreads among people who are closely associated, and the problem is it spreads due to unwiseness, which that behavior is also of sharing partners. The unwiseness here is that they're not looking at the science. They're not experts. They may think that because they have Google and they've suddenly become a genius and they're aware of these new things. There's a whole phenomenon going on where people are really arrogant and proud. They're proud and they believe they understand something that's very complex. It takes a scientist years of study to master. And so in the meantime, Dr. Kevin Stillwag, and I had asked John, I think, to forward this to you, has done a video on do viruses exist. And he comes from a naturopathic background and pilot. He very brilliant. I don't know how it sounds like in the way he did this video that he went into the action. He went so deep into this. I don't know his sources and what he did. But he shows, of course, clearly that viruses have been isolated both by spinning down in ultracentrifugation and also by cryo-electron microscopy or other techniques which isolate a single particle and gather information on a single particle. And furthermore, he has shown that that the SARS-CoV-2 infection, well, the people who had COVID, let's say that they took material from them and gave it to other people, and half the people got symptoms and half didn't. And so clearly not everyone is susceptible to getting disease, and that's obviously what we observe. And Ingri had sent me something about the virus challenge, and there's a whole big monologue by Sam Bailey about the whole thing before they get to the virus challenge. And she makes many general statements like virologists did this or they didn't do this, and these very general statements are utterly unsupported. I don't think there's any air to them. One of the subtitles says viruses have never been isolated. And then they go on to say, well, you know, they qualify a little further. But still, when you get to the virus challenge, like the fourth step is there, you have to infect people with the virus to make them ill. Well, although this procedure may have been done sometimes, it is very a Dr. Mengele approach. And I think there's other ways to acquire enough information to show that these viruses actually are pathogenic. And there's not only one way, not only their way. And this very limiting thought, and, you know, my comments in their chat room for that Immunized Wisely chat room were censored. They were taken right out when I was asking them, is there any evidence that you can find that virologists use to show that viruses exist that you can show is false? And they didn't produce anything. They didn't produce anything on my video that I did with Fetzer either. No one did in all the comments. I kept asking. So okay. People are very weak on the science challenge at all. And what were your thoughts, Leonard? Because
okay, Dave. Well, thank you for your call. We'll get a response from Doctor after the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door.
What, you mean charge?
We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, Rebecca, ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. Great news. The Liberated Rocket Heater has a Black Friday sale going on right now. 20% off the rocket heaters, 20% off the pellet hoppers, 20% off the extra grates if a person wants to get them. Details at my website to order the Liberated Rocket Heater. You can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line, or you can call me. I'd be glad to take your order. My telephone number is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, you want to get started with his work? Here's a great place to get started, his most recent website, waronwethepeople.net. Dave gave us a long rendition of his thoughts on viruses, whether they exist or whether they don't exist. Before you get to your explanation, I want to give a short explanation of my own. I look at the existence or non-existence of the COVID-19 virus as a rabbit trail. I look at it, the existence of whatever made people sick and made them die, 0.3% of the people who got it died from it. I look at it as just a pretext to get people to clamor, look forward to, and demand the real poison, the COVID-19 vaccinations. Whatever it was that made this 0.3% of people die, quite frankly, I don't care. Something did. Was it a virus? I don't know. I'm not going to spend time looking into it. If a person chooses to, God bless them for doing so. Now, if you got a response, Dave, for Dr. Horowitz, for Dave's thoughts, please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, John. I know that Dave is absolutely correct in everything that he said. In essence, you have cofactors. Viruses do exist. Here's a classic example. You had Albert Sabin follow up with Jonas Salk with the polio vaccines. And the fact of the matter was that the Salk vaccines were never fully killed. And they caused massive amounts of people to develop polio. It was pulled from the market because of that. And that's why Sabin then came along. And I had an interview segment of Sabin that's very rare. I published it in the video called In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. And the segment clearly by Albert Sabin himself saying the Salk vaccine was terrible. It was all hype when they said, oh, it's curing polio and it's fantastic. And it was all hype. It was all fraud. And the fact of the matter is, it did present viruses, neuroviruses, to cause polio. So that's just one of numerous examples that we could go into. Anybody that reads the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, which is for a quarter century my number one bestseller internationally, it's really what put me on the map, both in the Christian patriotic community as well as elsewhere. That's the definitive text. It's been heavily suppressed. The United States General Accounting Office, that interviewed me, after the interview with me, whitewashed everything I said and neglected, grossly criminal neglected it, causing millions of people to die from the vaccinations and particularly HIV/AIDS that came about because of the hepatitis B vaccines between 1972 and 74. And I go into that in great depth. I show you the government contracts in the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. That's what makes it a bestseller. That's why you can't ever destroy that monumental text. It's there to be dealt with. And they've been not dealing with it. They've been covering it up. This issue that Dave's raising, that there's a whole community now that doesn't even believe in viruses' existence. And that's a symptom of the pathology that's being generated, the psychopathology from the cognitive warfare media persuasion. This is all social media indoctrination. And this article that I'm currently writing up for scientific peer review publication deals with the science that explains why people are sick, psychopathologically, criminally even ill, from persuasion that's taking place by central intelligence agents called trolls or on the internet. There are groups that I have and Sherry Kane published. We identified specific groups of these agents that are causing this cognitive dissonance in the brains of people who are on social media. So And mainstream media, as I mentioned previously, is censoring everything. The most substantive material facts and matters that concern civilizations, you know, evolution here, whether we're going to evolve or become extinct. So Dave is absolutely correct. The issue is there's cofactors in science that's vitally important. People who get the virus don't have to get ill if they've got good immunity, which comes from a holistic perspective of lifestyles and lifestyle risks. You've got to watch your caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, lots of red meats cause acidification of the body chemistry. Now you become a breeding ground for the microbes, bacteria, viruses, the whole understanding of what's called pleomorphism. When scientists were able to, like Royal Raymond Rife, had a 5,000-piece microscope, gave it to J. Edgar Hoover in the 1930s and said, you can totally change all of medicine and health science by using this microscope. And J. Edgar Hoover censored it and started to now do the same thing that people who are enemies of the Biden administration are being basically persecuted by the FBI. That's exactly what they did to Royal Raymond Rife. He showed pleomorphism. He showed the segments. He took films and pictures of bacteria moving into the viral state, or vice versa, where you had these little progenitors to viruses. They came together, you saw them come together, you saw them form viruses, and then they progressively mutated and reformed. They pleomorphed. They morphed into bacteria. So, you know, when I was in the hospital, likewise, you had a virus, you had COVID-19 that had a spike protein antigen, a genetically engineered bioweapon attached to the virus. That's what they gave us. That's what Fauci financed. And I got that. I didn't get sick from that. I got over it two or three times over a period of like a year and a half, 2 years. What happened, what put me into the hospital, was I had a bacteria called Haemophilus influenza, the Haemophilus bacteria, which is about 30% identical to the virus. Now, think about that. Virus... 30% identical to a bacteria, there's more evidence of pleomorphism. What happened? I was run down. I was really burnt out. I didn't really take good care. I didn't keep my immunity up. And so I had a mutation. The spike protein antigen that my colleagues in medicine were shedding mutated my own Haemophilus influenza bacteria, caused me to have, you know, respiratory distress. I went to the hospital where they almost killed me by misdiagnosing me as having COVID. So this is these are the issues that we're witnessing. Primarily, it is counterintelligence, mind manipulation, it's mind war, and that as a result of mind war, we're all insane. There's not one of, you know, you talk about sin being the common factor that, you know, righteousness dissolves and faith and trust in the Creator and Yeshua, Jesus, how that faith can turn, you know, move mountains. And we're missing that. What are we doing? We're looking at germs. Where in the Christian community does it say that you have to rush to a medical doctor in order to, and that the doctor is given to you by God versus all of the natural immunity that God actually gave us in the fruits and the vegetables and the minerals and the good water supplies? All of these things are literally part and parcel to health and wellness. And yet it's grossly, criminally, psychopathically neglected by mainstream media, by Centers for Disease Control and Creation, and food and drug advocates, FDA. It's a racketeering enterprise that controls the planet.
Absolutely.
They're racketeers. They make money off of mass murder, people's dying from side effects of the drugs. I'm nauseated by looking at the commercials on television.
Well, doctor, if a vaccine does what it's intended to do, that's not a side effect, is it?
No, it's a biological attack. It's a bioweapon.
Well, it is, but see, that's the point. The people dying from the COVID vaccines, those aren't side effects. These are what the COVID vaccines are meant to do. They're meant to kill people. It's not a side effect at all.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I totally agree with that, you know, that diagnosis. The fact,
doctor,
is,
we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Michigan. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Doctor, I just want to, John, I want to share something with you. A couple of days ago, I watched a documentary by Dr. Artist. It's called The Antidote, and he's a chiropractor. His father-in-law was killed in the hospital in Texas. He told him not to give him any of Fauci's protocol, and they did, and 3 days later, he was dead. And what he started researching after a colleague, an ER doctor from Texas, called him and asked him if he got snake bit would go to the hospital, and what would they give him? Anti-venom. Well, he found out that what we're all suffering from, and I'm suffering from it. I got sick. I didn't take the shot, but it hit me like a brick wall. I couldn't even remember October, I think two or three years ago. I was just, it was all respiratory, and he said that they took this snake venom and wrapped it with a spike protein, and that they put it in the water system. Now, I don't know. I have been following him since the 20s when he's been on the media talking about what causes this. And so he determined that they took snake venom, and that's what's causing. I'm fatigued still after 2 years of recovery. I come to fatigue moments. And he said that tobacco, he says what this spike or venom does is it shuts off the nicotine receptors in our body and then keeps reproducing. So it's something that you might want to look into, because I'm thinking of going to get some, nicotine patch to see if that will help me with my fatigue, because it's not a normal thing for me. And that, and you brought up the polio vaccine. There's a book called Dr. Mary's Monkey. Dr. Mary Sherman worked on that vaccine and found out they had the monkey virus in it, and they killed her because she was going to expose it. And that the gentleman, Mr. Haslam, who wrote the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, stated that by 1985 we'll have cancer epidemics and children will have cancer, and now we have cancer wings on hospitals. And he relates it back to that genetic transfer of the monkey virus to the generations. Have you heard of that, doctor?
Oh, Ed Haslam is the author that you're referring to. He's a dear friend of mine. As a matter of fact, you can go to thehealthyworldstore.com and you can see there is a package there that's the best of early Horowitz and friends. And Ed Haslam and I and several other people, Garth Nicholson, you had Alan Cantwell, Dr. Alan Cantwell has passed away. We were interviewed by Dave Emery, who at the time was the nation's leading, most out there activist exposing deep state atrocities. And he brought us together and we did a segment that's about 2.5 hours long. And it's exactly what you're talking about. Ed Haslam had the opportunity to share his evidence, the facts from Mary Ferry and the monkey virus, his first publication. So he's a great guy. I would call him a dear friend. He's certainly an American patriot and a truth teller. And yes, I'm in favor of researching that, because it intertwines with everything I've been saying and Alan Cantwell published. The CIA was heavily involved. Haslam came out with corroborating evidence that I had come out with initially in the book Emerging Viruses. My book predated Ed's book. He's got a couple of fine books. The Emerging Viruses book goes into great depth about the CIA and counterintelligence program and the FBI's operations on behalf of deep state central intelligence. And they were poisoning. You talked about water being poisoned. They were doing that. They actually, the Congress began investigating under Rockefeller. Unfortunately, it was a Rockefeller-controlled set of hearings. And so you couldn't really get to the depth because they censored everything. They destroyed the paperwork, the evidence, and this was the CIA was indicted for poisoning water supplies. Even in the Food and Drug Administration building in Washington, D.C., they did an experiment on poisoning water that people would then drink and get sick. They did the same thing over San Francisco. They sprayed bacteria and viruses out of planes, testing all sorts of bioweapons. This was done during what was called the COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program, period. And it was very, very adequately discerned and investigated by the Frank Church Congressional Investigating Committee. And that was when that happened, and then because the Rockefellers suppressed it, we didn't end up really getting to the depths of it. That's what we're suffering from today. All of this, what you're talking about, was being administered by CIA, deep state.
Well, I agree with, I understand that is all probably very factual. What he stated in this documentary was that they tested the water systems, over 2,000 water systems, to see what would affect this he called it a nimbus or imbus or something, what they created. And he said chlorine didn't affect it. He said that hydrogen peroxide did kill the venom part or whatever it was that they created. And so it was tested in the water systems, and he said what made him question it is, why does everyone have the same symptoms around the world all at one time? And that was very interesting. And 1 hour and 11 minutes through, I guess he gives the solution to it by taking this tobacco. I'll hold on for a minute. I have a few.
Okay,
we'll
have a last break. We'll wrap this up after the break. Everybody, stay tuned.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming. creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Need to wrap this up here. John, just a couple of minutes left.
So just in the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, Haslam even has Lee Harvey Oswald was involved with just being a chauffeur for her assistant, who was a high school student that they brought down to Tulane University in the secret project for the polio vaccine. And they can test for the monkey virus, but they don't for people that have cancer. I think it's a genetic thing. And then also with that that antidote film, you can go to drartist.com and see what he has to say. It's very, it captured my, because I captured my attention because I have this fatigue. And he says, anything you have residual from your effect with this, this physical thing, he says, the nicotine, he says, it helped his wife. She doubted him, but, it's a very interesting story, and Dr. Haslam, if you go to get Mary's Monkey book, Dr. Mary's Monkey book, you'll understand why everyone has cancer today.
It's an excellent book. I've read it myself. Thank you for your call, John. Doctor, you've got about 2 minutes to wrap up your thoughts for the day and for 2 weeks, Doctor.
Oh, thanks, John. You know, what comes to mind is not only is Ed Haslam's conclusions correct, but they actually corroborated what I came out with in Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. You had this covert operation. It was literally called, quote, the Special Virus Cancer Program, end quote. Special in military circles means secret. This was the secret virus cancer program. And that's the contracts that I published in the book Emerging Viruses show you definitively, beyond any question, what they've been suppressing all these years. The fact is that they created these viruses. They literally manufactured them in the labs. And exactly like John is talking about and Ed wrote about, it was Bernice Eddy and Sarah Stewart back, way back, 1962, that pulled the vials of the Merck Pharmaceutical Company polio vaccine from the shelves, tested them with monkeys, all dozen keeled over dead or became paralyzed, and they wanted to stop this entire industry. And instead of being accepted, the director of the National Institutes of Health, Smidell, confiscated the photographs, demoted and defunded them when they wouldn't keep their mouths shut. So we have what Bernice Eddy and Sarah Stewart predicted in 1972. We'd have epidemics of cancer around the world.
Well, it came to be, didn't it? Doctor, thank you very much. Enjoy your Thanksgiving this week. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Excellent, John. Thank you. God bless.
At the top of the hour break, we'll be back with my friend Scott. Scott is the CEO of Liberator Rocket. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.